This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives. Ashley Burgess here live in the KLIF studios this evening here in Dallas, Texas. And we're having a great discussion, and we're talking about, you know, the idea of originality and being authentic. But right now, you know what's really important to you is that in order to really understand life, to really get a good perspective on what's happening in our life, as well as to learn and really kind of grow in our life, is to experience new experiences. And, you know, with that, you know, we have to go out and do something. Maybe people would say out and about, you know, and our social chairwoman, Cynthia Smoot, is here to join us like she is on Sunday. Good evening, Cynthia. How are you doing?
Social chairwoman. I'll take it.
I love it. And, you know, I think it's great. I think it's a great title.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here and share with you all of the exciting things that are going on around town. And we have some great events coming up this week.
You know, I think it's awesome. So what's going on as far as, is there anything as far as maybe Junior League of Dallas or just, you know, being the best girl, the best woman a person can be?
Absolutely. Girls Inc. has launched their second annual lecture series, and it's called What is a Girl? In collaboration with the Junior League of Dallas. Throughout this lecture series, an all-star lineup of speakers and panelists will explore the impact of the revolutionary Title IX law, the value of women in the world of athletics, and how increased participation in sports has helped women compete and achieve success in business and other non-traditional fields. This Wednesday, April the 10th, Nancy Lieberman will speak about becoming the best of the best, how girls rise above the competition. Lieberman is a two-time Olympian, a basketball Hall of Famer, a broadcaster, motivational speaker. She's the first female coach of a men's team under the NBA umbrella. She's a remarkable person. And this event is being held in the Perot Museum Sports Hall of Fame, where Lieberman is featured. The event will start at 7 o'clock. Admission is $40 for adults and $25 for children. Tickets are available at the door.
You know, I really like, you know, being a part of a community as well as, you know, helping people, especially helping children or helping animals, especially in adoption situations. Is there anything going on maybe toward the end of this week that people can really get involved in their community?
Absolutely. You know, there's so many wonderful charities in Dallas, and there are always some fantastic events to participate in that benefit our community. And we've got a couple this week that I wanted to highlight. I mean, personally, I'm always looking for a reason to not cook and eat out. And there's a great one happening this week. On Thursday, April the 11th, head to Hope Cottage's parking lot at 4209 McKinney Avenue in Uptown for a food truck extravaganza. You'll be able to purchase delicious meals from Ruthie's Rolling Cafe, Easy Slider, Tuta's Pizza, and Jack's Chowhound. A portion of the proceeds will go to benefit Hope's Cottage, which is a foster-to-adopt program for Dallas-area children. And Barbara Pierce Bush will be the featured speaker at the annual Wings Luncheon this Friday, April 12th, at the Hyatt Regency downtown, benefiting New Friends, New Life. In addition to being a former First Starter, Bush is the CEO and co-founder of Global Health Corps, which is an organization that mobilizes the global community of emerging leaders to build the movement for health equity. Now, what exactly does health equity internationally have to do with New Friends, New Life's mission to help sexually exploited women and their children? It's all about leadership, and Barbara's work with the mobilization of emerging leaders is right in line with New Friends, New Life's goal to develop leadership and service to win the battle against domestic sexual exploitation of women and girls. This is a great charity, and this tickets for this event start at $150 and can be purchased at newfriendsnewlife.org.
You know, that sounds amazing, but, you know, I know exactly where I'm going to be on the 10th because, you know, I am a big Mavericks fan, and I know that the Mavericks are playing. At least we got one game this week here.
Well, listen, I'm not leaving the sports fans out. There are a ton of opportunities for you to show your team spirit this week. On Monday, the Dallas Mavericks will take on the Phoenix Suns, and you can root them on again this Thursday when they seek to destroy the Denver Nuggets. The Texas Rangers will have three chances to dominate the Rays this week at home, or you can get in on the action during during the home games this Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Hockey fans can root for the Dallas Stars on Tuesday when they play the Los Angeles Kings, or this next Saturday against the San Jose Sharks. And I'm so excited because horse racing fans are sure to want to head to Grand Prairie for Lone Star Park's opening weekend. In addition to all the thoroughbred racing action, there will be live concert performances from the Randy Rogers Band on Friday and Gary Allen on Saturday. So it's going to be a super fun week. All kinds of sports going on this weekend, and I'm excited about Lone Star Park kicking off this weekend.
I am too. And you know, Cynthia, you know, a lot of times, you know, some of our listeners don't catch everything as well as I love checking out your website. I mean, there is so much stuff going on it, and there's so much knowledge to be had and so many great things. Can you tell our listeners where they can go for more information?
Absolutely. All of the events we talked about tonight can be found on my website, which is at ososcynthia.com, and you can click on the social calendar tab and see details about these events, and there are a slew of others. One of the things I love about Dallas is there is no shortage of activities, whether you're looking for something sports-related, educational, cultural. There's stuff going on all the time. So whatever you do, get out and about and enjoy our city this week.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, and I look forward to next Sunday telling us everything we can do to get out and about and have some more perspective in our life.
Sounds great. I'll see you next Sunday.
Hey, thank you, sweetheart. Take care.
Bye.
You know, I'm definitely going to be making that Mavericks game, okay? I'm looking forward to it. I've been cheering on. I've been feeling the vibe. I've been feeling the groove. So we're gonna get into playoffs. We're going to do well.
Well, it's a good thing it's inside. It's supposed to rain.
And it's windy.
Yeah.
Darn wind, man. That wind has been crazy.
Yeah, it has. I was flying into Dallas, and as we were on the approach, it was like being in a little tiny plane. We were in a big plane. But, man, we were getting rocked and rolled. It was nice.
But you liked it.
A lot of fun.
You like rocking and rolling.
I like rocking and rolling. I was on Virgin too, baby. Oh,
if you actually caught the intro to this segment, and I think everybody's been hearing that song, that's actually Jake.
Yeah, that was cool to hear. I was a surprise. I forgot we had done that. I forgot you were using Sons of the Lawless for your show. So, yeah, hearing my old band playing, good stuff. Thank you.
Originality. Being authentic. You know, so we're talking about the concept, you know, of being original, you know, of being authentic and being transparent. And, you know, before we go to a short break, you know, I want to cover just a couple more things. You know, a lot of times, sometimes it might feel hard or might feel difficult. It might be difficult, maybe, let's put it that way. It might be difficult, maybe, to fit in sometimes. And a lot of times I acknowledge the fact that, you know, if you can't fit in being yourself, you can try it a couple more times. And otherwise, you might not need to be fitting in exactly there.
Yeah, true. I feel like I never fit in anywhere. So I'm cool no matter where I go because I know I don't fit in.
Nice. You break the mold.
There we go.
Or did you make the mold?
Yeah, make it and break it. You know, fake it till you do. Good stuff, you know. But like that's the old thing, right? Fake it till you make it. So how much of that is true? How much of that is like the right thing to do? And how much of that is a joke, right? Fake it till you make it. It's like there is a certain amount of like get the snowball rolling down the hill until it builds up enough speed, you know, or I don't know. It's a very tough thing. But at the end of the day, that pure authenticity is sort of what we're all looking for.
Pure. That's a really good word. And it's not about, you know, it's not about like stealing from other people. I mean, you can be maybe impressed, or you can, you know, kind of grow up with some idols and really, you know, that kind of meshes in your brain and it meshes around and, you know, and you kind of believe in these people. And so maybe some certain traits of things come out in your work. But to just deliberately copy something is just, you know, it's just plagiarism.
Yeah. And, you know, my childhood idol was Pepe Le Pew. And so, I don't really know how well that's been working for me, but It's got me somewhere, at least a little bit.
I think you've done pretty good.
I stink up the room wherever I go, but I still chase the girls, whatever.
Well, you know, stinking, some people stink as other people's cologne, you know.
There you go.
You gotta just put it all in perspective, you know, figure out our take on everything, because it's all
right.
Original.
Pepe didn't think he stunk.
No, he thought he smelled good.
Hell yes.
It's all about that, you know. It was his own original smell, too, you know.
That's true. That's very true. You know, like, yeah, there was one thing that we said earlier today before we were on the air, and that was, you know, part of being completely authentic involves putting yourself on the line. And in doing so, you're leaving yourself open to judgment. And I think a lot of times the fear of being judged is what keeps people in the shy zone because they're worried about being judged. And you look at somebody like Madonna, right? Like that girl, my God, like she didn't care. And what did we all love? Her complete unapologetic authenticity. Even though she changed her whole deal like every other month, she was a different character, but it was somehow still her. So that unapologetic sense of self with her, I think, is really what captured the entire country in the 80s and into the 90s. So be like Madonna.
Be like Madonna. And we're going to talk more about that later on here in our last half of our hour. You know, that is really smart. We're going to talk about that. I think that needs to be addressed, you know, because a lot of people fear judgment. You know, also, there's going to be some really interesting stuff going on next Sunday. We're going to be talking about networking for real. And networking for real really defines the fact that you're networking. Maybe you're, you know, using some sort of resources, but you're not actually using people. How to do that, how to do that appropriately, and how not to be used as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and kind of address next Sunday's context. But, you know, stick around. You know, keep it on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Keep it on KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio app.
And you don't have to tell them this. We are so cool. They're not going anywhere. This is the place to be.
It's the place to be. You're in the right place. So stick around. Stay in this right place with us, and we'll be back in two shakes.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.